Let's have a quick look at the major parts that form the solution for integration of the jQuery UI dialog widget into Skrewturn Wiki. So starting off with the master page, you can see that I've included a link to the UI lightness style sheet. On the edit, I've removed the on before unload related code and replaced it with a simple JavaScript function enable pending changes warning. This is actually defined in a reusable location in an external JS file called skrewturnwiki.js. And this is automatically included. Skrewturn Wiki has this mechanism whereby all JavaScript files in the JS directory are automatically included in every page. So we just need to call enable pending changes warning. Here's the actual function definition. When the document is ready, so this is the standard jQuery call. So when the document's ready, I want to append the confirmation dialog to the body. So I'm just jamming a bunch of HTML into the document body. I then turn that. You'll notice that its ID is confirmed dialog, and I use a jQuery selector to turn that into a dialog using the dialog function from jQuery UI. I pass it a bunch of parameters, such as what I don't want it to open automatically, so start hidden. I want it to be modal. I want it to have an overlay, which is a black overlay, which is half opaque. And I've got two buttons, OK and cancel, and here's the function definitions, the anonymous functions that I'm going to call when those buttons are clicked. I then add a click handler to all hrefs that are to all ahrefs that do not reference, so this is not an ahref pointing to a JavaScript function. So when an ahref, in other words, a link to another page is clicked, I prevent the default event and I pop up, I open my dialog. And as an option, I pass it the href of the anchor that was clicked. If the OK button is clicked, then I grab that option and use it to set the window location right here. If the cancel button's clicked, then I just close the dialog without doing anything. So that is all that it takes to enable the jQuery UI dialog. The vast majority of the dialog is just calling this dialog function and then calling open. If I had set auto open to true, which is the default, or just not specified it at all, calling dialog would have popped that dialog up immediately. Now let's actually see that in action. We're logged in as an administrator. We're going to edit this page, which takes us to the Skrewturn Wiki edit page. I am going to click on main page, and you'll see I've got that half opacity background that just kind of fades the rest of the page out, brings our attention to this confirmation dialog. I haven't done anything special with the dialog, so I can drag it around. If I didn't want it draggable, there are options to set that make it non-draggable. It's also resizable. Once again, if I didn't want it resizable, I could change that option easily. If I click cancel, I stay on the page. If I click away again and click OK, I navigate successfully back to my main page. So that's all it takes to incorporate a much richer dialogue into your website that fits in with the overall theme.